Hello, everyone, and welcome to the American Israelite Newsfare podcast, the Let There Be Light podcast. And today is Friday, April 28th, and it is 2023. And today is also the 7th of ER, or IR, depending on how you pronounce it, IRER 5783. And I am one of your co-hosts, Netanel Ted Deutsch, and I'm here with my lovely and talented other co-host. Wait a minute, you got to pull the you want to, you might need the microphone in front of you. you might want to, you know, get prepared for the microphone.
I'm lovely and talented, but I'm not smart.
Who are you anyway?
Who are you? I'm Lori. Lori Platt is back in the house. Always a pleasure to be here, spending a little time with Ted and the crew.
Well, you are here with the crew. We have crew members over to the right, crew members to the left, and crew members behind us, and everybody's here today.
Yes, present and accounted for, sir.
Okay, well, what is our top story this week? The Aneth Israel Sisterhood Torah Fund honors Marlene Ostro.
Congratulations, Marlene.
On May 1st at 7:30 p.m., Marlene Ostro will be the honoree at Aneth Israel Sisterhood Torah Fund event. According to Heidi Weissman, president of Sisterhood, Marlene is a true woman of valor. She gives with her heart and soul, Natalie Wolf, Aneth Israel president, said. I've known Marlene for years, both as a dedicated volunteer at Aneth Israel and our shared passion for volunteering for candidates and issues that improve the lives of all women in our community. Blah, blah, blah. I am so pleased that Sisterhood chose to recognize Marlene for her strengths, dedication, and passions. And so she started as a volunteer there many years ago, and then actually she wrote some of their press releases that she sent to the Israelite.
Well, she seems like a very talented woman, and this award is certainly great in recognizing her efforts.
Yeah, she's well deserving of that.
Absolutely. And
actually, as an aside, she actually was here at the paper for a little bit.
Oh.
At one point in time.
Aren't you lucky?
She was busy taking some other online class. She's like, I just can't do both. I can't. So she just couldn't do it. So she contributes to the paper, but she's, you know, not on staff currently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Coming up on Thursday, May 4th at 4 o'clock, the American Jewish Archives presents A Doorway to Heroism with author Jack Romberg. And Jack Romberg is a retired rabbi of Temple Israel in Tallahassee, Florida, and he retired in 2019. He was ordained in 2001 from HUC, and as a rabbi, he was deeply involved in the general community interfaith program as well as nonpartisan community issues. He was a frequent guest speaker of local TV discussion shows and NPR radio show. So he decided to write a book about his great uncle, Richard Stern, and the name of the book is A Doorway to Heroism, which was published in September 2021. So Richard Stern was famously photographed, and there's a photo of mm-hmm. it in the ad, defying Nazi brutes while wearing the Iron Cross, which is mm-hmm. the German Iron Cross he received from his heroism during World War I. And then a decade later, he earned a silver medal from the U.S. military for gallant service in World War II. So we're going to find out how he was actually taunting these Nazis mm-hmm. by wearing that and being Jewish. And if they'd have known that, they probably would have probably killed him. Something happened.
Exactly. I'm impressed and surprised that. His boldness.
Yeah, boldness.
So this is May 4th at 4
right.
o'clock.
And next Thursday.
And they are asking folks to register. Is this a complimentary event, do we know?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. And that's over...
it's at HUC in Clifton
okay.
Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's interesting because you see that picture. He was a soldier in Germany,
mm-hmm.
earned the Iron Cross, then he left Germany and then came back to fight with the Allies against the Germans.
Yes.
It's kind of weird. It's interesting. So he'll find out all about this.
Yeah.
It's Thursday, May 4th at 4 o'clock.
Sounds pretty cool.
All right. So today is Friday, the 28th. So this Sunday is April 30th, and there is a major at Summit Park. There's Israel at 75 Community Festival at Summit Park on the Sunday at from 2 to 7. And that's in Blue Ash at the old Blue Ash Airport. Mm-hmm. So this, we ran this story last week. Well, people said, well, I wanted to run it again because I think it's that important that people know about it and go to this event. Mm-hmm. The whole community should show up.
Yes, and it's also, it's a free event, open to the public.
Right.
You do not have to be Jewish to go, but it's simply to celebrate Israel at its 75th year.
Yeah.
I think that sounds fantastic. And I heard the weather's going to be nice on Sunday.
Oh, it is?
It will be dry. It'll be a little cooler, but it's
like
definitely
55 or so.
Yes. This is only a mile or two from my house. So I plan on checking this out.
Okay. Are you going to go take photos for the paper?
If you want me to, I will.
Well, are you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Photos. I will.
I want man on the street photos and, you know.
All right. Well, I'll
photojournalism.
I'll be the woman on the street.
Okay. She's. All right.
yeah, because right there, it's right there
it,
on that
yes,
same
yes,
page.
It
Have
is.
Photos from an event. The Israelite
yes,
will be
yes,
glad
yes,
to share
yes,
them.
Yes. All right. So
and it's 100% free.
Yeah. And then, well, they're going to have booths there where they're going to be selling like food and stuff.
Visual arts.
You can buy stuff if you want to buy
games,
some things.
Food, art,
all kinds of stuff.
Israeli drumming group Mayumana.
Mayumana.
With a musical performance. That's pretty.
That's
neat.
That's at 5:45.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. All right. So David Harris is returning to Jewish Federation Cincinnati as chief development officer. So David is one of the most, he's a very talented guy. He's a very nice man. He's a nice man. And one thing that people don't know about him, I'm going to tell you right now, guess what? He's a thrifter.
All right. I love that. that's my kind of people.
I hooked up with him one time. I was like, oh, you go to the thrift store? I said, yeah. I said, did you know about Valley Thrift? And he said, no, well, tell me all about it. I said, every Monday it's 25% off. And he said, I didn't know that. And I said, you know what? On major holidays, it's 50% off.
Oh, boy.
Like coming up.
Memorial Day?
A Monday Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So there's a Valley Thrift. I've told you about the one
I've
at Cooper and
yep.
Reading.
I've gone to it.
And then there's another one on Route 4 in Fairfield.
Yes.
That's a bigger one.
Yes, yes.
But the big enchilada is on, Huntsman Road or something like that? It's something like that. It's in Dayton.
Oh.
That is like three times the size of Fairfield.
Oh, my.
It's the biggest thrift store you'll ever see in your life.
My sister's a huge thrifter as well.
I know.
And I'm wondering if she knows that about Dayton. Oh, that might be
a trip.
That might be worth.
You go there on Memorial Day. That place is packed.
Great.
Packed with people. I mean, they probably got 500 parking spots.
Oh my gosh.
I mean this thing is like it's like a football field.
Oh.
I mean it's that big.
And thrifting is now
it's a big,
more socially accepted,
right? Right.
Because people want to be conscious about what they put in the landfill, and people would rather reuse.
I've seen a Rolex at a thrift store up in Dayton, at the Dayton place, and it was like $1,200.
Oh my gosh!
And it was like on sale for $600.
You didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it.
Oh, boy!
I've actually gotten some. I got some wraparound. Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
If you grab Ray-Ban, they have to have like a little P after the Ray. It says Ray-Ban and then P.
Okay.
Ray-Ban P means they're polarized. The other ones are not polarized. Anyway, these things are like the perfect size for me. I got them for like $20.
That's incredible.
And they're probably $150.
I love thrifting.
$150 pair of, you can get all kinds of stuff. I mean, but you want to look it up. It's the one in Dayton, and you go 75 to 675 to 35, mm-hmm. and then you get off of like it's like Harriman, something wood something wood mine or whatever. Anyway, it's the biggest thrift store you'll ever see in your life.
And it's worth an hour drive.
It is worth an hour drive because you get up there if you leave in the morning. There's people there at 8 a.m. I'm telling you, 8 a.m. Especially on Memorial Day, they will be there at 8 a.m. for 50% off. There are people you will see with these with shopping carts. Mm-hmm. They have shopping carts. They're I mean, they're. I mean, it's like
they're hauling stuff.
Well, it's 50% yeah. off. So I mean, people load up. They wait and then they go and they load up.
Wow.
So anyway, that's anyway.
That's
so,
cool. That's cool about him. So that's good.
Yeah.
So
he's a thrifter. Anyway, so he's the chief. He was at JCGC for 6 years.
Okay, and JCGC, so for those who don't know,
Jewish Cemeteries of Greater Cincinnati.
Okay, all right.
He worked out.
He sounds like a terrific guy.
He is. He's a real nice guy. And so JCGC is based in my family is buried in Walnut Hills, which is right down the street from Walnut Hills High School.
Okay.
On Montgomery Road, and
yeah, his bio is fascinating.
It is.
I mean,
he's
living in a kibbutz and then serving in the Israeli.
He was in the IDF.
Military.
Yeah, yeah.
This is really this is fantastic that you know to have this type of leadership.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. So, all right, we move on to the calendar, and tonight, which is Friday, April 20th, there's a Friday night Shabbat dinner at Valley Temple from 6 to 7:30 tonight.
All are welcome.
Actually said, it's free to just show up. You just go.
It's amazing.
Well, this is where this was started by Jeff Zipkin.
Yes.
And he's getting an award, which we'll talk about in a little, for having started this. All right. So this really Sunday is Israel at 75 at Summer Park. And it says 1 to 10 p.m., but that's incorrect. It's 1 till like 7 or 8.
Yeah, 7.
All right. So next Sunday. Is so this is this Sunday. Next Sunday is the kosher chili cook-off at Adith Israel from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then the following day, May 8th, is Lag BaOmer. So that's what I was talking about with the counting the Omer. Lag BaOmer starts Monday night at dark, and then I can start listening to some rock and roll again.
Yeah,
and I will be blasting people out of their ear sockets.
Live.
Yeah, some live fish and some live dead.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it when I can call Alexa and be like, Alexa, play a live concert from Grateful Dead, and it'll pull up something that I hadn't heard in 20 years.
Some obscure
it's so
stuff.
Good. It
really?
I love playing, and I ask it to play live Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
I love Jerry Lee Lewis.
Do you?
I love it. The live shows are live Roy Orbison. Those are my favorite pull-ups. Okay.
So Jerry Lee was like, he was like ahead of his, like in the 1960s.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he?
He just passed away this past year.
Did he? He was like part, he was at Sun Studios. I think he was part of Sun Studios. Roy Orbison, Jerry Lee, Elvis. Those guys were all at Sun Studio in Nashville.
Yes.
That's where they recorded out of. And that's,
yes.
They and became like rock and roll royalty. I mean, those them guys all did.
And his family, Jerry Lee, has
like
cousins.
Preachers.
Yeah, they call them the trilogy.
Right.
Larry Swigert.
Okay.
Jerry Swigert.
Right.
Is a cousin.
Right.
And then Mickey Gilley is a cousin. He was also a big country guy.
Mickey Gilley's in
yeah,
like,
Gilley's
in Texas.
In,
is like
in
Dallas.
Galveston. Galveston,
okay,
Texas.
Okay. It's a real huge Gilley's bar.
Yes. And it's closed. But I remember seeing that movie with John Travolta.
Right. Urban
the
Cowboy.
Was filmed there. Is and it got a huge, like after it was known that this was a real location, a real bar.
Right.
It was, at that time, in this United States, the largest round bar.
Okay.
And they would have all the dancing and the cowboys. And
they used to have, like, a mechanical bull.
Yes. Yes.
That was, like, a big thing.
Yeah,
and the women would get on there, and it was, like, very...
seductive.
You know, yeah, very seductive.
I have a Gilley's red T-shirt that I'll bust out one day.
You should wear that here into the paper.
I will. I know you have formal
dress
attire.
All right, so we've got another week to go before Lag BaOmer, and then in about, I guess, 3-4 weeks is Shavuos, where we get the Torah. So we're leading up to getting the Torah.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
All right. So there's a story about Beyond the Art of Siona Benjamin, which Julia wrote, which is an excellent. You should actually check it out. It's a very nice exhibit at Skirball. So if you have some time, check out the Skirball Museum and Siona Benjamin's new exhibit there. Also, we want to talk about the 2024 Cincinnati Community Mission to Israel, which is coming next, a year from now, July 7th through the 16th, 2024. And you, if you complete your registration by the end of May, you get an additional $1,550 off per person. So you go to cincinnati.org/mission.
JewishCincinnati.org.
Right, sorry. JewishCincinnati.org/mission.
Yes, and there are subsidies available, folks.
$4,000. It's actually, it's quite well subsidized. Yeah. I mean, it's not, I think, you, I don't know if you pay for the flight or whatever, maybe some incidentals, but it's really a good deal. I mean, if you've never been to Israel, you should go.
I think this is a compelling opportunity, and I think highly encourage those who can go to look into this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to talk to Stephanie about that. Maybe we would go on that trip.
And you know, since it's 75th anniversary, I mean, I bet you things are just really
popping. Well, that'll be a 76 by then.
Oh, this is 2024.
So it'll be 70, because the date, I think, is like April 30th. Right around now was like, yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like the 26th, like April 26th, I think. So it'll be 76 next year.
So by May 31st of this year?
Right. You sign up for next year.
Okay. All
right. Right. Yeah.
Ooh, I think you should definitely look into
that. Right. I'll have to talk to Steve.
And if you guys can fit me in your suitcase, I'd like to go too. All right, moving on.
National news. This is more like national politics. Jewish federations are deeply troubled by the federal judge ruling on Mifepristone. I can't pronounce that word.
I think that you did a good job. Also known as the abortion pill.
Right, and it's like 50% of the people use that now. But I think, you know,
personal choice.
It is, and we need to leave this stuff to the courts and people individually. I don't think, I don't know if we should, as a community, start telling the courts and everybody what to do and how to do. I don't know. I think my personal opinion should be kept as my personal opinion.
Yes, agreed.
All right. Matinee Musicale is having a... Concludes its season with a dynamic piano duo, Sivan Silver and Gil Garberg. And that is next Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Anderson Hills United Methodist Church on Forest Road. And they're fantastic players. I mean,
And folks, if you are pianists. Interested, you can get tickets at memorialhallotr.org. For this dynamic duo.
But it's actually Anderson Hills United Methodist Church.
Yeah, I know, but you got to still order tickets in advance.
You got to order the tickets from there. And there's actually a QR code that you can use to get them, too.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
All right. In national politics, United States House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is to lead 20 Congress members to Israel. And you had said they're probably on their way now, or they left now.
Because they are, he does have a, I think he said April 30th.
That's Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That he's got a scheduled.
Oh, so he's speaking in front of Knesset on Sunday.
Here it is. The American speaker will arrive in the Jewish state on April 30th.
Okay.
At the head of a 20-member delegation of Republican and Democratic lawmakers.
Okay.
So he gets there this Sunday.
Okay. Well, you know, there's the president and not getting him very along with Netanyahu. Mm-hmm. Who's, you know, and so it's good that we show some support for Israel. At least the Speaker of the House is going to go.
Yes, and as the article mentioned, the last time Speaker of the House went was in 1998 when Newt Gingrich.
Oh wow!
I mean, I remember Newt.
Right.
Back in 98.
He's still around. You see him on once in a while on TV and stuff like that. Yeah. All right. In international, Holocaust distortion is rising worldwide. Holocaust distortion, trivialization, and banalization are on the rise around the globe, even as outright denial is relegated to the fringes of society, the head of Yad Vashem says. The remarks come at a time when multiple European countries seek to whitewash their roles in World War II by highlighting the heroes among their countrymen while obscuring or outright denying the actions of collaborators who participated in the murder of 6 million Jews.
I just shake my head.
Yeah.
You know, the title is Holocaust Distortion is Rising Worldwide.
Right.
It might as well say Stupidity is Rising Worldwide. These people are ignorant.
Okay.
Sorry, that's just...
All right, so then we have another story on the following page, and it's kind of related because Credit Suisse is impeding the probe into Nazi bank accounts, U.S. lawmakers say. So the United States Budget Committee has accused Credit Suisse of impeding an investigation of former accounts at the bank that were held by Nazis, including many who fled to South American countries after World War II. Last Tuesday, the committee released two reports, one by an independent ombudsman the bank had hired to oversee the investigation, one by a forensic research team. The bank fired the ombudsman, American lawyer Neil Borofsky, in November, months into his investigation. As soon as he started asking questions, they fired him. A Credit Suisse decision to stop its review midstream has left many questions unanswered, including questions about the thoroughness of its prior investigative efforts, the extent to which it served Nazi interests, and the bank's role in servicing Nazis fleeing justice after the war, Borofsky wrote in his findings, according to reports. So as soon as he started getting into it, they fired him.
Yep.
So, and I think Credit Suisse just bought UBS.
I don't know. I didn't.
Was it Credit Suisse or is it UBS bought? I forget. Maybe it was UBS bought somebody else. Anyway, all right, moving on.
Oh, no, you're right. Here it is. UBS to acquire Credit Suisse Global. And this is a press release dated March 19th, 2023.
Yeah, they bought them because
UBS to acquire Credit Suisse.
Yeah. Yes. All right, so in Israel news, Netanyahu warned Saudi Arabia as kingdom renews its ties with Tehran. This is troubling because the Saudis are now playing footsie with Iran, and Iran is definitely one of our biggest enemies.
Yes.
And they're definitely one of the biggest enemies of Israel. They want to wipe it. As soon as they have a nuclear, if they had a nuclear bomb, they would destroy Israel.
Oh, yeah. And
so that's very troubling.
And Saudi Arabia has been a longtime ally of the United States.
And an ally of Israel, too.
But lately, that murder of the reporter.
Khashoggi.
Things are not looking that great. You know, like, who is this? Who is this Saudi Arabia? It's not the trusted country that we know it to be. And that's very dangerous that they are becoming friendly with Iran.
Well, what Netanyahu also said was, if you look at the people that have, like, had diplomatic relations with Iran through the years, they always turn out badly.
Yes.
The relationship always turns out badly. So you need to think about what you're doing before you do it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to skip the other stuff. And moving on to IDF officer injured during raid outside Bethlehem. So you've had all these rockets and terrorist attacks coming into Israel from the West Bank, from Gaza, firing. So the IDF called up all these reserve guys. They started to go in and start clearing out some of these things that are happening, and one guy was hurt. So lightly wounded.
Mm-hmm. But those, they use those Molotov cocktails and stones. I mean, that will kill somebody.
Yeah.
All right. The coloring contest.
Yes.
This is fantastic.
So this week, as it says it on here, more drawings will be published in next week's issue. Well, that is incorrect. That is a typo. This is the last week that these photos will be, the contest winners will be in until Rosh Hashanah, which is not until September. So these are the winners and the participants in the coloring contest. If you see on the top left, there's the pyramids and some.
That's
real.
Impressive.
I like those little birds flying around.
That's impressive. And this young lady is an 8-year-old This is frameable. And it tells us, I mean, it tells the story. They're the people leaving.
They're leaving.
Oh, this is fantastic. She's
that is really pretty good for it. I'm sure mom and dad helped. Sure.
Let's not.
And how about the one on the bottom left? We've had this one before. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, there was one with Moses standing and the sea was parting. And it's kind of the same thing, mm-hmm. but it's actually very creative. It's a very creative mm-hmm. thing.
Stayed in the lines.
And we have the Jewish Federation. This is an annual meeting coming up on May 17th at 7 o'clock at the Mayor's and J.C. Amberley Room. So we want to shout out to the Nancy and Robert Goldstein Volunteer of the Year Award is Jeff Zipkin, who has started, along with Shelley Gerson, Shelley Shore Gerson, they started Friday Night Shabbat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just booming. It's booming and doing really well.
Have you gone?
No, I can't go.
Because you
it's
keep
Friday
pushing.
Night Shabbat. Unless I can walk right up the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's tough.
Yeah.
So, and then you've got J. Price Leadership Award, Lewis Gutman at Hills Properties. Mm-hmm. Harris and Alice Weston Senior Avoto Award goes to Jennifer Cash, the Mayor's and JCC Chief Operating Officer this year, mm-hmm. currently. And Harris and Allison Weston Junior Avoto mm-hmm. Award goes to Cody Gam, Jewish Federation of Cincinnati HR and Employee Relations Manager.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, it's nice that he's starting in his career. Oh, being recognized at the junior level, and that's just talent for future recognition.
So the senior award is for 10 years or more
uh-huh.
of service.
Okay.
And the junior is for 5 years of
okay. Very service. Admirable.
Yeah. Shout out to them. And then we've got more. So I had a decision. Do we want to put coloring contest, and then put the Federation ad on the left side, so I said, no, we'll do coloring, the ad, then coloring contest. So these are the last of the coloring contests for now.
Yeah.
And they're really pretty cool. I mean, this one is like a pyramid type mm-hmm. of thing. And then you got the Seder plates and mm-hmm. the people going through the sea.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I've...
They're very creative, these kids.
I think
very
these creative. Are fantastic.
Very creative.
I'm sure they get so excited when they see their drawing in the paper.
Sure.
That's a wonderful service that you provide to the community.
So this week's Cherry Perry Kids page is Akare Mot. And there it talks about in Parsha Akare Mot, we learn how Aaron chooses two goats on Yom Kippur for special purposes. Aaron would draw a lottery and choose one goat for the Lord as an offering and one goat for Azazel to be sent to the desert as an atonement for the sins of the nation of Israel. The sages say that Azazel is a rocky mountain with a high cliff. In this coloring page, the two goats and a bird are a little bit worried about the big drop and their important roles.
Oh, poor goats. Sacrifice.
So if you ever watched that, there was this movie about Denzel Washington was in it, and it's like this thing with this, like the devil was in the, he was like the devil, and he would touch somebody, and they would inherit the devil, and then it was like,
oh gosh, no.
Okay, and then at the end, this guy confronts him, and he says, who are you, and why are you here? And he goes, I'm Azazel.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, shit.
Oh.
I was like freaking out. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
One of our favorite sections, the From the Pages historical stories.
So this one I'm going to read is really, so this guy must have been writing into Rabbi Isaac Meir Wise, and he's like losing his patience with this guy. And so he's like laying it out here.
When I read the story that you're about to read, I was taken aback that was written to him in public in 1855.
It was probably on the front page.
Oh, and I think that guy probably was so embarrassed. All right, here we go.
All right, so each week the American Israelite will print an item from the first years. This is from April 27, 1855. So Mr. P. Rosenthal, this gentleman has addressed to us several private letters – on different subjects, not falling under his care. We do not know what right he has to trouble us with his opinions, which he ought to know are, after all, of very little importance. Knowing the arrogant and ignorant tenor of these letters, as, for instance, the one in which we were told a matzah or hametz because the dough was too large, we read none of them, but we throw them into the fire as they come. Let the gentleman spare himself the trouble of writing letters to us. Cincinnati has been humbugged long enough by men who learned the Gomorrah Niggun in some corner of Poland, and we have made up our mind to regard such sapient gentry for what they are worth. Spare your trouble, gentlemen. You talk and write in vain. Your day has gone by in Cincinnati, and your shampity is exposed. Your pretensions to learning are ridiculed. Your business has become miserably poor. You had best pack your bundle and go to some other city. Cincinnati can be humbugged no longer.
And don't let the door hit you on the way out. I have to look up that word, shampity. I've never even heard of such a word, shampity.
Well, I'm sure it's not good.
Let's see what it says here. Shampiety? I wonder if it's shampiety.
Well, it's sampity, and then there's another one, shampity. Well, it's misspelled.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah, maybe. One has an H, and yeah, one has an no H.
Okay, that's why it's not showing up with the H, so...
Sapient, S-A-P-I-E-N-T, sapient, gentry, for what they are worth, such sapient gentry. He's calling them out here.
All right, here we go, sapient.
What is sapient?
Oh, sapient. Formal, wise, or attempting to appear wise.
Okay. All right, so we're going to move on to...
Okay, next. Let's go next. The bar mitzvahs?
Yes. So 50 years ago, Dr. and Mrs. Leonard Bergen announced the bas mitzvah of their daughter, Cynthia Rose, on Friday, May 4 at 8:15 p.m. at the Isaac Merriwise Temple, Reading Roads and North Crescent Avenue. Relatives and friends are cordially invited to worship the family and to attend the Oneg Shabbat following the services. Cindy is the granddaughter of Mrs. Lester A. Jaffe and the late Mrs. Lester Jaffe and Mr. Lester.
Let me
Jaffe.
Just read that for you.
Go ahead.
Cynthia. Yeah. Oh no, she goes Cindy. By Cindy.
Cindy.
Cindy is the granddaughter of Mrs. Lester A. Jaffe and the late Mr. Lester
okay,
A. Jaffe.
Away, huh?
Yes, and of Mrs. Samuel Bergen and the late Mr. Samuel Bergen. It's a shame she did not have those grandfathers to be around to witness this.
All right, Dr. and Mrs. Herbert Krause announced the forthcoming bar mitzvah of the
bas mitzvah. Of their daughter, Debbie.
We'll try that again. Dr. and Mrs. Herbert Krause announced the bas mitzvah, forthcoming bas mitzvah of their daughter, Debbie, Friday, May 4 at 8:15 at Adith Israel Synagogues, Ridge and Galbraith Roads. Relatives and friends are cordially invited to worship with the family and attend the Oneg Shabbat following the services. Debbie is the granddaughter of Mr. and Mrs. Howard Kessel and Mr. and Mrs. David Krause of this city. All right.
Oh, that's exciting for those two young women.
All right.
At the
time. Bar mitzvah.
Now we're talking bar mitzvah.
Dr. and Mrs. Arnold Peck announced the forthcoming bar mitzvah of their son, Fred Howard Peck. Fred Peck. On Saturday, April 28 at 9 a.m. at the Adith Israel Synagogue, Ridge and Galbraith Roads, relatives and friends are cordially invited to worship with the family and to attend the Kiddush following the services. Fred is the grandson of Dr. and Mrs. Aaron Peck of this city and Mr. Morris Shukalter of Baltimore and the late Mrs. Frieda Shukalter. He is the great-grandson of Mrs. Anna Peck of Miami Beach. We ran this, I think, a week or two ago.
And the Pecks have been in the dentist industry in our area for over 90 years.
So he's the third or fourth dentist in the family.
Yes. Yes. When I worked downtown in the old doctor's building, that's where the Peck doctor's office, but now he's out in Blue Ash.
Right, he's on Cornell.
Yes.
Like kind of right up the street from Weill.
Yep.
Yeah. He's a good man.
Yes.
He's actually been on the podcast before.
Has he? Yeah.
He was here one time, yeah.
He whitened my teeth many years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice guy.
Very good. All right. Oh, we want to, there's an ad in here. The American Israelite salutes Israel on its 50th anniversary. May you go from strength to strength. Now, this is 25 years, so now it's the 75 we should we'll do. Actually, we need to do an ad that salutes Israel in our thing. All right, so today in Israeli history, May 30th, 2012, Netanyahu's father dies.
April 30th.
Historian and revisionist Zionist leader Benzion Netanyahu, the father of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and slain Entebbe hero Yonatan Netanyahu, dies at home in Jerusalem at age 102.
Wow.
A native of Warsaw, Netanyahu made Aliyah as a child in 1920 when the family changed its name from Milikowski.
Milikowski. You know that? I did not know that either.
Huh. An aide to Zev Jabotinsky, he spent most of the 1940s in the United States lobbying for Jewish statehood. Mm-hmm. All right. May 2nd, 1860, Theodore Herzl is born. Theodore Herzl, and that's where our name, that I my name comes from, is from him.
Okay.
From my grandfather.
Okay.
Secular Jew who organizes a modern Zionist movement is born in Pest, Hungary. After his sister dies in 1878, his family moves to Vienna, where he becomes a lawyer and writer. While reporting from Paris for a Vienna newspaper, he covers the 1894 trial of Captain Alfred Dreyfus. He is so shaken by the open anti-Semitism that he writes The Jewish State in 1896 and convenes the first Zionist Congress in 1897. May 3rd, 1898. Golda Meir is born. Israel's only female prime minister, Golda Meir, is born Golda Mabovich in Kyiv, Ukraine. She and her family immigrate to the United States in 1906 and settle in Milwaukee, where she marries Morris Meyerson. They move to Palestine in 1921. She becomes active in labor politics. Her Israeli government posts include ambassador to the Soviet Union, labor minister and foreign minister. She serves as prime minister from 1969 to 1974.
Hmm. All right, and her name is still recognized amongst young women wanting to enter politics. She's held in very high regard.
Well, so she was married to a guy named Meyerson, but she changed the name to Meyer. Go to Meyer.
Oh, I didn't.
So Meyerson.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, our right dining out is Sweet Butter Bakery.
Ooh, that looks good.
That looks pretty tasty, doesn't it?
I like those little cheesecake niblets. They call those shortbread thumbprint cookies because you use your thumb to indent them, and then you put the little filling in.
Okay, I'm hungry. I'm really hungry.
Well, there's plenty of good restaurants that have been longtime advertisers that you can choose from.
Psychologically speaking, Dr. Ken Mangus has a story. Has this column this week about AI, which you're kind of worried about.
I'm very worried about AI. They're going to take over if we don't manage this well. And the thing is just like electric vehicles, there are so many laws that need to kind of come in play, and then state laws versus federal laws. So everyone should be paying attention to AI.
Okay. Sports column this week by Richard Katz, and he interviews Charlie Goldsmith, who was the son of Coleman Goldsmith, and Coleman and Marcy Goldsmith, who I know.
Hmm.
It's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Check it out. That's on page 25.
Yeah, especially, he's writing about our local sports teams, the Reds, the Bengals.
Yep.
I'm sure FC.
He's having a crime of his life.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah, he should. It's good.
All right. In death notices and obituaries, we have Maurice Dick, Mari, age 95, passed away on April 22nd, 2023, the first of IR 5783. And we should mention also Jerry Springer passed away, I guess, yesterday. He was 79. He had a long history in Cincinnati, Jerry Springer.
Yes, and he, for many, he is Cincinnati's proudly adopted son. He was born in London to parents, Jewish, German,
right? The left that got out of
that
Germany.
Survived the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And I had some personal one-on-ones with Jerry through mutual friends, and he was always a complete gentleman.
Yeah.
So smart, yet so down to earth, and his persona that I think a lot of people know him from on
TV show.
On TV was nothing like the way he was in real life. I mean, he let those folks take center stage, and he just provided commentary. But I heard yesterday Bill Cunningham on WLW was mentioning that a lot of the times when Jerry felt a guest might have needed some cash or a little something, that that was his thing. He helped guests out when he felt compelled to do so, and he was very private about that. So may he rest in peace. Yes.
All right. Also, Hedda Kleinfeld Schachter, Holocaust survivor and bridal empire builder, passes away at 99.
Yes, and as when you and I were talking before this recording, the family business that she built up is wildly well known to TV viewers. For the show Say Yes to the Dress, they would film episodes at the bridal shop that she created, and people from all over the country would visit Kleinfeld's in New York City to be a part of that shopping experience.
Right, right. Yeah. So they go in and
remarkable woman.
Right, right.
Yeah, they would follow women, and you know, they bring in their bridesmaids, their mother, the future mother-in-law, and then they would try on several dresses until they really found the one that they said yes to.
Right, right.
But bridezillas, that term kind of came out of this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. So if you know a bridezilla, that word became popular because of this show.
Okay.
So what a remarkable woman.
Yeah, may their memories all be for a blessing.
Yes.
All right. The Bar Bat Mitzvah issue is coming up in a couple of weeks. It publishes on May 18th, and deadline is the 12th.
Yeah,
and we have an ad from Israeli Institute of Technology has an ad this week.
Oh, how fascinating!
Very, nice. Very cool.
Yeah, that's a beautiful ad.
All right, so we get to the end of the program and the joke of the week.
Oh boy!
All right,
here we go.
This is from Oy Vey Moore, The Ultimate Book of Jewish Jokes, Part 2 by David Minkoff. Benny has been suffering with his hearing for many years and at last decides to see a doctor. After examining Benny, the doctor tells him, "I'm surprised to see you put up with this problem for so long. All you need is a hearing aid." Within days, Benny is fitted with a state-of-the-art hearing aid and is tasked to return in 4 weeks' time for a checkup. Benny returns to the doctor a month later, and after another examination, the doctor says, "Your hearing is perfect. Almost 100%. Your family must be relieved that you can hear again." Benny replies, "Oh, I haven't told my family yet. I just sit around and listen to the conversations. As a result, I've changed my will 3 times already."
That's a good one.
We all do. Right, so we bought some new joke books.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went on eBay and bought like four.
From the thrift store?
No, I didn't. The ones that we found at the fifth. We all used them all up, and they were kind of, okay. So we had, I said, where can I, so I went on eBay, and I was like, jokes. Oh, there's some joke books. Oh. So I ordered them and got them in, and now we've got a whole new repertoire of jokes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm wondering if we can have more than one joke of the week.
Maybe we should have two. We'll think about that.
Well, that was fun, and yes. Everyone stay safe this weekend.
Well, this Sunday is the Israel 75 mm-hmm. celebration at Summit Park. And counting of the Omer until next Monday.
And then until then, folks, we'll catch you live next Friday.
Thanks for joining us.